You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston, and we're joined on the phone by a very special guest, Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katusian. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to be with you this morning.
Hey, thanks for coming back on All Politics is Local. You came on our TV show a couple months ago, and we did a great program that's running all throughout the state of Massachusetts on all the local access channels throughout Massachusetts about the opiate problem. And we were excited about having you back on because you've been a very busy man the last couple of weeks. You did some stuff with Senator Markey and Governor Charlie Baker about the opiate problem, and we were hoping you could tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is a major problem, as I'm sure you know, because quite honestly, everyone seems to know this right now. It's affecting families, whether you're in a wealthy or a poor community, a urban or a suburban or a rural community. This eclipses race, color, income, education, and it's affecting everyone. And almost everyone I know somebody that is suffering from addiction. And most importantly now, we're finding people that are suffering from addiction to opiates. And quite honestly, sadly, so many overdoses that are taking the lives of so many, not even just young people, but so many predominantly young people right now. It's a very sad state of affairs.
Well, Sheriff, just looking at some of the numbers, it looks like Massachusetts right now is on track to have about 1,400 to 1,500 deaths in 2015 from opiate overdoses. Is that about the right number?
Yeah, I would say that's probably about right. You know, when I started working on this issue back in 2005, I was a state representative, and I was the chairman of the Committee on Healthcare. And I was the chairman. We established a special commission to study the issue of prescription drug abuse, OxyContin and prescription drug abuse, knowing that that's how 4 out of 5 heroin addicts begin their journey into heroin. And so we held hearings throughout the state. We wrote a report. It was a really thorough report. We actually had a professional report writer work with us. And I'm really proud of that work. And sadly, the recommendations of that commission back in 2005 are as valid today as they were back then, and so many of them have been completely unfulfilled. And then when you think about it, gentlemen, that the deaths from opiate overdoses back then were about 525 in 2005. In 2014, the last year they've had the full numbers taken, we haven't finished with the 15 yet, there were 1,256 deaths in 2014. It's 142% rise. So many people have died as a result of these addictions, and it's something that we have just not stepped up to, and quite honestly, that's why I stand with the governor in his address of this issue.
Well, I think making it even worse, this is a situation that is getting worse. So if you just look at the 2014 numbers to what we're projected to hit this year, it's about a 20%+ increase. So if you think about it, that's another 250 more deaths. And if you think about just that increase, there were 200 murders in Massachusetts roughly every year, and about half of those are from gunshot. But that's 200 people. You know, we have a higher death rate, increase in death rate, than the total death rate from murders in a year. And car accidents are only about 300 a year. So you're talking about an opioid crisis that's multiples of these other major forms of death.
It's stunning, isn't it? And you think it's difficult, but it is preventable. It's stunning. Suicides, motor vehicle accidents, casualties from war don't total, I don't know exactly the numbers, but many times in combination, they don't even total the number of opioid deaths we're having each year. And even more recently, it just seems so much more palpable because I'm getting calls from people. I've been at events and I've gotten calls. I've had to step outside because someone's relative was in crisis and they didn't know where to turn. And they were calling me just out of complete and absolute desperation. And I've heard about so many overdoses, even in just this last 2 weeks alone, that is really worrisome to think that it seems almost that we've had a really bad spate recently of overdoses in then deaths resulting from the overdose. Because, by the way, we have to be very aware that Narcan, which is the drug that can actually revive someone who is dead basically from a drug overdose, has saved probably hundreds upon hundreds of lives that otherwise would have also died had there not been that medical, that treatment opportunity with first responders, or sometimes, sadly, family members of drug addicts who now have to have that in order to save their loved ones.
It is amazing how Narcan is making the difference and saving people's lives on that. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're joined on the phone by Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katusian. He's been nice enough to come on to talk about the opiate problem that we're having. One thing I wanted to kind of talk about, Sheriff, and it just kind of bothers me as a elected local official. The schools identified it as a problem, and I don't want to say the schools don't care, because the schools certainly do care. But I think it's important that this becomes a bigger issue on like the middle school type age group. What are your thoughts on that?
I absolutely could not agree more. Schools are so worried about having these types of topics discussed that they sometimes don't want you in at all. And if they do have you in, they have you on, I will sometimes go in with an inmate. And by the way, if schools want our office to come in, we'll usually bring in someone, usually a young man that has serving some time, usually through drug or alcohol. That's almost exclusively what everyone's serving time for. The crimes are always related to that. They can then speak about their own journey, which are almost always the same journey. And yes, we should be stepping at an earlier age, because the mistakes are being made too early. And if we don't step into the middle school and speak about choices and drugs and be open about it, we're never going to capture these kids before they step into this journey where, from which so many cases there's no return.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And I also find it interesting that a lot of local law enforcements are trying to change the stigma of the addiction. Not so much as a crime, but it is truly an addiction, and we need to help less incarceration and more therapy and follow-up. What do you think of those efforts?
I think that law enforcement is really moving in the proper direction. I just came back a couple of weeks ago from a meeting in Washington. It was a group called Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Incarceration and Crime, by the way, which can be done at the same time. It was hosted by the Brennan Institute out of New York University. We actually had a meeting at the White House with President Obama, and I was the only law enforcement official from Massachusetts to attend. But you had chiefs from Chief of New York, L.A., Chicago, district attorneys, United States attorneys from all around the country, all speaking about the fact that if we can, we have bad people in our jails and on our streets. We need to focus on those repeat violent offenders. But we have many that are drug addicts, and in my establishment, 85% or so are drug or alcohol addicted that can be treated differently in a lower cost setting and with lower recidivism rates once they're released. And then secondly, the mental health issue, because fully just over a third of my population in the Middlesex House of Corrections and Jail, we attend to for mental health needs. If we can reduce crime, if we can divert people before they have to come to a place of incarceration, then we can save a lot. And quite honestly, there's a program in Framingham that is doing just that with mental health people, with engagements on the street with mental health people that are in mental health crisis. They actually have a co-responder model where a clinician from Advocates Inc. Actually responds with the officers. And just last year alone, they had almost 1,000 responses to situations like this, and they diverted 77% away from arrest and to treatment. That's a significant savings for people. And quite honestly, it's a significant save for that individual and their families, because now they can move on with their lives, hopefully, in a more stable fashion without the stigma of having been arrested, having been charged with a crime, having been convicted with a crime, having served time in jail or a house of corrections, which then affects their ability to move on with their lives so significantly.
You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're going to take a quick break, join CBS News. But when we come back from the quick break, we're going to have Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katusian continue to talk about the opiate problem in Massachusetts. And then we'll also touch on the Safe Homes Coalition. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the...